This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Nico, our head producer, was asking me, why did you just make that joke about people being on ecstasy or whatever? All I know is I've read about it, and dude was saying it's like the people he went and talked to that were anti-Trump were on Xanax. I've never taken Xanax, but I guess it makes you all spaced out. They do look all like zombies, like, hello, we're here. And then some of the Trump supporters seem kind of spaced out. And then so do the Democrats and the liberals they're talking to. Like, what are they on is what I'm getting at there. That was kind of a 10-minute, 15-minute free-for-all with Rob Dew. Here's some of the stories up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Trump says Drudge a fantastic guy. GOP frontrunner speaks highly of media pioneer. We're going to come back in the next segment with David Knight and play that clip. So let's get that clip. But the real reason I'm talking about Infowars.com right now is there's a bill in the House that's getting a lot of co-sponsors to strip the BLM of police powers. So that is a very, very positive thing coming up as well. But right now, let's go back to Rob Dew in Appleton, Wisconsin, where the man proven correct, Joseph McCarthy, is from. And let's go ahead and go back to Rob Dew. Rob Dew, go ahead.
Hey, I am. I just got the 10% battery left on my phone, and I'm trying to hook up the cable to it, and it'll take like 20 seconds.
That's okay. We're almost done, dude. You're doing a fabulous job. Are these the anti-Trump people, festooned with their rainbow flags?
These are the anti-Trump people. Yes, they are definitely.
But they don't care about the Muslims flooding in that want to chop their heads off.
No. That doesn't seem to bother him that much.
Oh, chopping your head off, nothing compared to having orangutan hair.
Exactly. All right, there we go. I think we're back in business.
Now, who's this guy?
All right, hey, buddy, what's your name? Look at that.
Oh, he's a listener, another listener. Hillary for President 2016. A lot of folks in our T-shirts out there in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Because InfoWars doesn't have any listeners anywhere. According to the media, we have no listeners. We don't exist.
Yeah,
we have hundreds of affiliates.
Yeah, we do. It's not the back capo.
Yeah?
It's so loud, dude. I can't pick anything up.
Is this dresses for Trump? What? Are you wearing a dress for Trump?
No.
Do you not support Trump?
I have no difference against him or for him.
What about you? Why are you out here?
My motto is, who will Trump offend next?
Yeah, he's offensive. Get rid of him. Yeah.
So what happens if you get offended? Is that the end of the world?
No, but I feel like he's offended so many people that
it's
I don't know why people
fun to get involved with the offended people, and I make people happy being in his game.
So,
I mean, Barack Obama's killed people with drones. He signs off on drone kill lists all the time.
Yeah, but he does it for...
But that's not as bad as offending
people. Don't act so surprised.
Well, I feel like...
You aren't on any mercy mission this time. Oh, wait, the Politico just said don't talk.
So if we all got told as kids, don't be racist, don't do this, don't do this, but...
Don't be racist. Wow, you can, like, form words. This guy is a incredible
You've been mind-controlled, unfortunately. And that's not my fault or Donald Trump's fault.
Ask him how much fluoride he's drank.
You've been brainwashed into thinking that anything that you say that offends people is bad. And that's not necessarily
bad.
No, it's not.
It's not always bad. But when you decide to target a certain group...
Ask him if he likes fluoride.
That's not fair for them. We want all U.S.
Too loud.
At one point.
Do you love fluoride?
Hey, so do you like fluoride? Do you drink fluoride, fluoridated water?
No.
You don't? Are you sure?
I don't drink water.
No, you don't drink water?
No.
What do you do? Do you
have any drinks?
No.
All right. Have a good one.
Well, that is a genius.
I
another anti-Trump person. These people are literally the dumbest people I've ever seen, dude.
Here, I'm going to get a front shot of it so you can see.
I'm not being mean. They're just idiots. I mean, I'm sorry, these people.
There we go. Here's the cheerleading squad.
They're not literally tie their shoelaces. They just are on the bandwagon of trendiness.
jokes I was talking to them. When I told them I was with InfoWars, they immediately...
Hold on, dude. I know your battery's almost dead, but David Knight's coming up. Let's come back to the extravaganza.
Oh, are you ordering you?
Yeah, she's a social justice warrior. She just ordered you. She just ordered you! Kill on the woman I'm in charge!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones here, co-hosting the fourth hour with David Knight of InfoWars Nightly News. A revolution against tyranny, the resistance against dehumanization begins at InfoWars.com. Wow, look at that HD footage coming in. The sky's really clear right now. With our crew out there in Appleton, Wisconsin, thousands and thousands trying to get in to hear Trump speaking in a few hours. The Trump people, most of them didn't want to talk. Those that did were all listeners, maybe one in five, wearing an InfoWars.com t-shirt. My gosh, what was like all our listeners in Appleton, Wisconsin? And he's across the street, and some cheerleaders came over and advised him that they are rulers of Earth and that we're not allowed to talk to them and that they're in command of everything. So, Rob, do you want to march back over? What on earth are those people? This may be an invasion from Pluto, these creatures, but I got to say, the dumbest, well-meaning people are liberals. They are a racist Klan member is there as they run out to fight him and, you know, discover that that's funded by the government itself. But, Rob, do who should we talk to here in the... In this gallery of, well, let's just say the bulbs aren't too bright here.
This lovely lady right here is an InfoWars. Are you an InfoWars fan?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not a Trump supporter?
No.
Okay, tell me why.
Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I said, tell me why you're not a Trump supporter.
She's very intelligent.
He's racist. I love everybody, and I think everybody should be accepted here, and...
What's the motto of
you can't have free babies. You can't have free stuff, buddy.
There's a war on for your mind. You're the product of mind control. I'm sorry.
I am?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Well, because you're spouting the same talking points that the media did just a few months ago. They started saying, he's racist, he's xenophobic, he's racist, he's xenophobic, he's sexist.
Hey, let's attack Trump for the real reasons. Translate to her.
Yeah.
Translate to her. I'm going to tell the problem. Torture's wrong. Giving the FBI the codes is wrong. Stuff like that's wrong. And Trump's wrong on some stuff. You attack him on stuff that isn't real.
Right. Yeah, now Trump did come out for torture, and he came out for the Apple unlocking their iPhone for the FBI, which, those are wrong. And the way he came out and said, that's wrong, Trump, you can't do that. So we have to hold these people to the fire, but just coming out and saying he's racist, he's sexist, he employs a lot of people, he employs a lot of minorities. He probably employs more minorities than you know, than you personally know.
He employs all of his stuff he's getting for his campaign are from China. He doesn't employ people in this country.
He employs people all over the place. He builds buildings. You know, he took a post office. He took a post office in Washington, D.C. that they were going to close down. They had
ask
all the
her if she wants me to give her a total enlightenment.
No, he did it. He did it under budget and on time, which you can't get with any type of government program. They're teaching us the pledge now. I wonder if the Hispanics that are here are saying that.
Yeah, that's from Caddyshack, where he goes, you know, the Dalai Lama gave me total enlightenment when I died, so I got that going for me.
Anyway, so
let's talk to some more of these people. Yeah. Is that a guy or a girl right there? Let's talk to them. The other one.
This lady right here?
No, turn to the right. That's a. There you go.
All right. This is, she's, I guess, from Students Against
Skolgar. That's a guy,
so
dude.
Why are you against Trump?
Because, I'm sorry, my voice is bending.
You've been just screaming all
the time. Yeah. There's two sides here. One, for me, he's on the checklist of the conservative agenda, which, personally, I don't agree with. But he's not only is he socially a bigot, which you can tell by his by his rhetoric. It's not like it's not.
They don't know how to get jobs or do any work. It's not to like be socially proper.
Well, let me ask you this: if he's got the conservative agenda, then why is the Republican establishment against him right now? The conservatives are against him.
Because they know that they've been down and out. He is so.
I can't hear from this guy. I mean, give me a break. I'm going to talk to him.
Yes!
Amoeba is smarter.
He's so left wing, he's the reason why they're losing. They need to change them. They know that. They saw that with a point.
No, he's winning is why they're against him, Walnut Brain. All right, let's move on to the next Walnut. Stop being mean. These people all think they're so smart. They're idiots. I mean, no one is dumber than a mainline liberal. They're like the most fascist people you've ever met. Let's just, I mean, I just disdain them. You know, let's go to David Knight for a moment, Rob. Do you just stay there with this wonderful background stuff going on? You're in Appleton, Wisconsin. David Knight, good news. Bill introduced. Kurt Nimmo wrote the article. Infowars.com. Bill introduced in the House to strip BLM of police powers. Legislation follows Nevada and Oregon standoffs. That's some positive good news. And what do you make of all the other big Trump news?
Well, that's excellent news, Alex. And we've talked about that. We've talked about how the Special Agent Dan Love has been given essentially dictatorial power across two states, across Nevada as well as Utah. And of course, he was the one who presided over the Bundy Ranch standoff. He was even criticized by another agent at his level in Arizona. And so we've got the press in Utah as well as Nevada complaining about how this is out of control. And this started with 15 agents who were given uniforms that looked like park rangers and guns. And now it has turned into this full-blown military operation. The special agent in charge in Arizona said when he was looking at the Bundy Ranch standoff, he said, I can't believe this is the BLM that I work for anymore. So something needs to be done.
By the way, Obama just grabbed millions of acres in California 2 days ago. They are the feds already have like 80% of the land out west. They're just grabbing all of it.
What's happening is Obama is using his pen and a law from 1906 that was designed to protect Indian artifacts.
Antiquities.
Yes, the Antiquities Act, saying that he can declare millions and millions of acres to be Indian artifacts and just seize them. Now, one of the things that the Indians need to understand is this is not really protecting their interests. It's not protecting their land. It was a national monument, the Tonto National Forest Monument, that is turned over to a foreign corporation to be strip mined, be turned into a massive crater.
I know, that's
so
the great part.
They're
turning it over to the Chinese and others to, like, strip mine it.
Yeah.
And people are like, it's for the earth, screw you, Republicans.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I mean, that's why I say they're so dumb. If we talk to these people about land grabbing for strip mining, they're going to call us racist. I mean, you know that right now. I mean, that's just the only word they know is xenophobia, racism, sexist.
Yeah.
And they're like cult members. I don't know what to do, David.
Well, and it's a shame, too, Alex, because, you know, there's real racism out there. It's like when I was talking to Webster Tarpley at AIPAC, and they were out there with Donald Trump as Hitler. You're not going to win any support at AIPAC when you make that kind of comparison. You're jumping the shark. There's not any comparison to that
whatsoever.
Saudi
Arabia says kill women that drive cars, chop gays' heads off. None of these people care. Yeah. Real Hitler stuff's going on. They won't touch it. They'll just point at a white male that dares to talk and say, shut up, white male. Check the privilege.
And there's real racism out there. And when they cry wolf over these issues repeatedly, what they do is they give real racism a pass because people are getting so inoculated to the fact
that white supremacists in Europe and the U.S. are swelling their ranks right now.
Yeah.
And you look at them with their beers and beating people up. They're just as dumb and scummy as the racist Mexicans, blacks, and all of them. Just what a bunch of idiots. Why is it that dumbasses are into this, David? I just can't understand it.
Alex, I think when you look at these people, I think it's the colleges. I think it's why Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton want to extend free college to people. These people who are getting out in their mid-20s have been institutionalized for over 20 years in most cases. They start out at 3, and then they don't get
they're
out
like
until
somebody
the
coming out of prison for 30 years. Exactly. They don't know what planet they're on. They have lived in a fishbowl.
The Stockholm Syndrome. It absolutely is. They have lived in a system where they are told when they can get out of their desk, they have to get in a line, they have to raise their hand to talk.
And
they,
now they it's time to get active. Now the media tells them they can go out and scream two or three slogans and feel intellectual. And this is them earning their bones. This is them doing their tours in combat. They're women, they're men now. This is their time to shine and spout George Soros, Nazi collaborator garbage. Exactly. You're absolutely on target.
Well, you know, when we were in Washington, D.C., at the press conference as well as AIPAC, there was a handful of protesters out there, and they had a megaphone, and you couldn't talk to them. They wouldn't really engage in conversation. That's why I waited until after everything had calmed down.
They're so dumb, they read off admitted Communist Party scripts.
And they stand there and chant a three-word slogan over the over their bullhorn.
I am dumb.
And they're not convincing anybody. They're just driving people away from their cause. But when they use these tactics of the left, this McCarthyism of the left, to stifle any discussion by just screaming these same repeated words, these same tired charges, racism,
and they feel
homophobes.
Smart. You see that guy with the camera just felt smart saying the three-word slogan? He's like, I mean, I'm sorry. This is a cult.
Well, you got love, Trump's hate, love, Trump. I hate Trump and all this kind of. My wife went over and talked to these kids, and the father was standing by proud of them because they were just screaming out these slogans. They had absolutely no idea what they were doing. These kids were like 7 and 9 years old, but these college kids that you're looking at have no more discernment, no more sense, no more real-world experience than those 7 to 9-year-old kids that were out there just screaming repetitively, I hate Trump, Trump is a racist. That's all they hear.
Oh, race is the power. Just say that and mountains move. You're taking over in about a minute and a half. Do tell us what else is coming up tonight as you follow reports from Infowars.com, the nightly news at 7. And then, David, do you got 30 seconds. Then, David, you got a minute. Tell us what's coming up today. I'm going to punch you out. Great job, crew.
All right. Well, right now, the line has broken up at the Trump rally because they've let in, I guess, 1,000 people, and now there's no more room in the building. So,
the news is the Trump rally's overflowing as usual.
Overflowing as usual. It was at least 3 blocks long going down the street. You could see it going down that way. And then here's the hotel. And so some of that's breaking up, but it seems like the protesters are gathering numbers. A lot of Trump people have been walking over here. In fact, we got a guy right here who's InfoWars and Trump fans. Tell me why you like Donald Trump.
Why I like Donald Trump? Well, it's because he speaks his mind. He's very focused on America. He's clearly a nationalist, unlike the other candidates.
That's right.
Very supportive of law enforcement when they do right. He wants to renegotiate our trade policies that have been unnegotiated for 30-some years. When they were negotiated, things were much different than they are now. They need to be renegotiated for our times now.
This is probably the smartest Trump voter I've met today. He knows.
Now, talk to him some more. If we're overrun, I'm skipping the break. It's so important. I go back to this guy. I can actually talk.
All right, sure.
This will be illegal in the future. All right, we'll say this as an example.
Quite refreshing because a lot of people haven't been able to articulate the ideas as well as you have. What do you think about the Republican Party coming out and, like, demonizing Trump and trying to steal the nomination from him?
It just shows that he's not an establishment candidate, that, yeah, he really will change the country. I mean, if he was establishment, they'd be putting all their money behind him, constantly praising him. It would be nothing but good news, nothing but good things about him on the news. But the fact that they demonize him so much, it shows that he really is a force for change.
Yeah, and a lot of the liberals don't understand that. When you're getting hit on by both sides, hit and hit down, you got to be doing something right, and they don't see that. You got these people over here. What do you think of these protesters over here?
Well, it's interesting to see what they say and how kind of misinformed they are on the issues. But it's good to see that at least they're being peaceful and respectful and not throwing punches at people or trying to really disrupt too much. So,
yeah, what do you think of this comparing Trump to a Nazi? Trump is a Nazi. Here's a guy giving out Trump is a Nazi flyers right here.
So, yeah, well, they're not going to talk about the Associated Press helping run the Nazi operation. Here's an article today on the Times of Israel.
Number one. Yeah. What has he done to increase the police state?
Well, that's what he's proposing to do.
You know what Obama's done? He's taking military.
What about Hillary saying blacks are super predators, need to be healed?
Police departments all across the country.
InfoWars, what's your name?
Rob Dew. Good to meet you.
Rob Dew, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Craig Swalby.
Hi, right, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So, but you haven't told me why Trump's a Nazi.
Real Nazis, folks. Real Nazis.
Increase the police state. I'm against the police state.
All right.
And expanding it.
Okay, so he's this guy's saying Trump's a Nazi because he wants to increase the police state. Nice talking to you. Thanks. All right, so that equals the Nazism right there. I'm definitely against the police state. That's one thing that really attracted me to Alex Jones back when I was getting information and searching the internet, is because you were definitely one of the first people to talk about the police state and how big it's gotten.
And the Nazis.
And what it turned into.
We're experts.
Yeah, exactly. But you haven't turned that into Nazism. So, are you guys Trump fans?
Yes, I really approve of building the wall.
Yes. All right.
Mexico can have it on their southern border.
Supporter, but I don't disagree with Trump on a lot of things. I was leaning a little towards Rubio. Now I'm a Kasich bandwagon now.
Talk to that blonde.
But
talk to that angry walnut.
Away Kasich ran his campaign
with the rainbow flag.
All right.
Human is illegal. No,
you're live.
I'm live. Hey guys, don't vote for Trump, please.
Ask your why. Tell us about
why. Why don't you like Trump? Tell me.
I don't think that any political agenda should be run by hate against any type of people. You know, even people in America.
Tell us about the hate. Other governments have walls.
Like
ask her about the hate.
Discrimination against them.
You know that the Saudi Arabian government today came out and said they want to execute all gay people in their country.
I did not know that.
And Trump wants to stop them coming here.
Illegal in several different countries.
Yeah.
It's
not illegal here.
That's okay, though. Trump's bad, though.
No, I don't think he's going to make it illegal either, but I think that
because the media made it feel good to be out here.
Against women, different races, different religions. I think that's saying that all terrorists are Muslim and that
that's what she's living under Sharia law.
Go into Muslim neighborhoods and like
what was that, John?
What?
Ask her if she wants to live under Sharia law and wear the hijab.
Yeah, I just think it's ridiculous to just discriminate against an entire religion because of just
an entire religion. Yeah.
Would you be willing to wear a hijab, one of those Muslim headscarves, if it was the law here? Would you be willing to do that?
I wouldn't be willing to do that because it's not my religion, so that's cultural appropriation.
They want to cultural pretty where the black folks beat up the white kid for being for having dreadlocks.
I thought you saw
your cultural appropriation. So black people can't straighten their hair, you dumbass. God, these people are idiots. Go back to her. Look at these morons, man. That's what college gets you right there. She's not worried about Saudi Arabia killing everybody.
We have
good Lord.
We have jobs! We have jobs! We have jobs! We have jobs! We have jobs!
We're being ruled by the lowest common denominator.
No, but go back to him and just and say, and you ask him, why can Mexico have a southern border and a wall, but we can't?
Right.
And I'll ask that note all in there about appropriation. Go ahead.
Okay. So Mexico has a wall at its southern border with Guatemala. Why should we not have our border secured?
Because there's no reason. The percentage of illegal immigrants who are criminals is ridiculous. There's a higher rate of people in the United States who are born here that are criminals than illegal immigrants.
That's not true. Like ask her source.
Who are criminals.
Her source.
So saying that all people...
What's your source for that?
My what?
Your source for that?
A bunch of different places. You can look it up. Like, there were a bunch of different surveys taken, and the percentage of immigrants who come here who are criminals is lower than the number of people who are naturally born here.
Did you hear the sheriff, I think his name's Paul Babu from Arizona, who basically said, we're not allowed to do our job. He's in southern Arizona, right at the border. He said, Obama's not allowing us to do our job. We are not allowed to, you know, secure the border, essentially. Do you not think having a secure border is important?
I do think having a secure border is important, but
Mexico
I don't
has the highest crime rate in the world. Hit her with that. Highest crime rate in the world. Hit her with it.
It's like treating the top level of the problem instead of addressing what's actually
100,000 dead.
Mexico has a very high crime rate. They've killed almost 50,000 people with the drug.
100,000.
We also have a very high crime rate.
Mexico has the highest crime rate. Hit her with it.
Growing crime rate, and our rate of sexual violence is going up significantly in the past 20 years.
Here in the United
States? Yes, sexual crime has been on the rise for the past 20 years.
It's also going up in Europe, and it's because a lot of the migrants, they're saying 100% of the rapes in Sweden are done by migrants.
I think blaming people is not where love comes from. And that's
she agrees with the Germans. Let's blame the German man. That's her fault, Ken. Keep talking to her. This is the face of brainwashing. This is the face. So say, is it a cultural appropriation when ISIS makes women wear headdresses?
And they don't want to deal with the actual problem.
What do you think the real problems are? Is it all just racism and sexism?
No, okay. I don't think that's it. I think it all comes down to how we treat one another.
Ask her if China can have a 40% tariff on us, why Trump's wrong.
It's ridiculous.
What about the trade tariff with China, how they have a 40% on our goods, 40% of trade tariff? With China on our
currency tariff,
and we have nothing on theirs.
Well, then we should deal with that. But I don't think that
Trump's the only one that said he's going to deal with it.
But has Trump said anyway that he's actually going to?
Yeah, he's just going to say we're not going to
negotiate.
We're going to pay our tariff. We're going to negotiate.
That's not how things work. If you're president, you can't just say you're not going to do that. You have to go through Congress. You have to go through Senate. You can't.
Well, see, he won't say he's wrong. She just says he can't do it. God, what an enemy of the country. They run every. This is the enemy right here. She just hates everything. She can't wipe her ass, but she knows everything.
That's not the way that it works.
You're very well spoken. Are you in college right now?
I'm a senior in high school, actually.
Senior in high school. Look at that.
You're very well spoken.
You're early in high school.
Oh my God.
And are you going to college?
I am going to college.
Ask her what she wants to be.
What are you going to major in?
Political science.
Political science major. So you're going to be telling people about cultural appropriations and microaggressions.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to price
that?
Oh,
yeah.
So do you like puppies or kittens in your safe space?
I like kittens. I'm a cat person.
Coloring crayons or colored pencils?
Colored pencils. You know, you get a nicer mark.
All right. It's clearly degenerated into a safe space conversation. Although... She's a very good speaker. I got to hand it to her that way.
Yeah, she's a very good speaker. Oh, yeah, you can talk. Most of your people can't talk.
I know. A lot of people can't
talk. You can talk.
Articulate her ideas. So, very impressed. Anyway, y'all have a good one.
Look at this one. I mean, oh, I can't handle it. Hey, dude.
Look at that one.
Oh, my gosh. There is David Knight's son. David, what's it like to see your son there? He's like a mental giant compared to them.
Actually, Alex, they had him on the Daily Mail. They actually showed Travis. It looked like he was one of the protesters because he's standing there with a camera.
Are you guys for Trump? What are you here for?
This is awesome. Hey, I'm going to punch out and let you and Dude take over. Great job. I'm going to go to break here in 1 minute. Let's fade down audio for a moment.
All right.
Oh, another listener. We are funded by the products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, the Hillary for President Church, you see all those folks wearing the best vitamin mineral amino acid fusion out there. We took 2 years to develop this. It's concentrated. It's $39.95. Leading competitors that have the same amount of stuff in them are $60. This is a great deal. InfoWarsLife.com, and your support of the broadcast puts our reporters in the field all over America, all over the world. This is the revolution against tyranny. This is the restoration of the republic. InfoWarsLife.com, our latest, the 18th product to come out. Would have been one of the first, but it's such a game changer, so hard to produce. Fruit punch flavored. Your kids, your family, whatever, vitamin mineral fusion, advanced multivitamin formulation, 30 servings in this or more. That's full servings. InfoWarsLife.com. No reviews yet because it just came out today. 2 years in the making. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWars is the house you built. buy the products, the X2, the Super Male, you name it, the Oxy Powder, you fund this operation. Deep Cleanse is back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. David Knight from Austin, Texas, coming up, along with Rob Dew from Appleton, Wisconsin, as the InfoWar goes into high gear. I'll be back tonight.
We're on the march.
The crew, 7 o'clock.
On the run.
7 o'clock Central. Alex Central. Jones, Central. Central. CCN Central. Radio Central. Network. Central.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
In this fourth hour, we have our reporters are on live at the scene of a Trump rally. We're going to go back to Rob Dew and the rest of the crew in just a moment. Before we do, I want to tell you about a terrorist dog that has a lesson for the human sheep out there. This is a story that was on the Drudge Report. A dog whose name is Daesh sounded too much like the Arabic acronym for the Islamic State, the jihadist group. And so it prompted a scare at a California bank. And what happened was the dog's owner was paying someone who walks his pit bull mix, and he wrote in the memo line on his online check the word Daesh. Now, they went through and filtered it for the keywords, and they thought it looked too close to Daesh, with an extra E in there. So they canceled the payments, and then they turned him in to the U.S. Treasury Department, and he got a call. They said, explain to us what Daesh means. And so he thought it was kind of funny. He reported this to the local news group in San Francisco. It was KTVU. He says he's taking the incident in stride, and he didn't mind the inconvenience. See, that's the kind of sheepish attitude that is enabling the police state. You ought to be outraged. You ought to be outraged about the fact not just that he got questioned on that. You got to understand what is truly going on here. You know, we've talked about what happens with the money laundering and financial crime centers as they're looking for money that's being transferred to terrorist organizations, to drug cartels. This all came out during the HSBC trials. And they actually didn't go to trial. It was actually the accusations against them. They were given a pass by Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder. They said they're too big to jail. It just doesn't serve the interests of the American people or the American government to send any of these officials to jail. And it wasn't their first time. They'd been caught multiple times doing this. They'd actually been put on probation. They'd hired someone that we interviewed here multiple times. His name is Everett Stern. He was a whistleblower. He went to the public and said, look, the government is giving them a pass. They've done this multiple times. He said they were caught once, and then they hired a bunch of people to come in and make sure they weren't laundering money for terrorists and drug organizations like the Sinaloa cartel. Remember El Chapo? Everybody was all upset about the fact that he escaped prison, yet they didn't care about the fact that HSBC was laundering money for him, gave him his own personal checkout window. The Sinaloa cartel that he was head of had their own personal checkout window at HSBC. This was the second round after they'd already been caught once. One of the things they did with Everett Stern and the other people that they hired as a beard, as a front, as a cover-up for their continued money laundering operations was they would go into the database of search terms. It would have the names of certain locations, certain cities that they were watching, certain people, certain organizations like Daesh. And they would go into that database, and they would alter the word slightly. They would add a character. They would drop a character. They would add a period. They would put a space in between different words that weren't there or remove spaces that should be there to make sure that these things were not flagged. See, that was done. Meanwhile, people like Everett Stern, who didn't realize this at first, thought that he was being diligent, that he was looking for money that was going to a terrorist organization. That's what's behind this. And I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing is happening with this particular bank, if they took the word Daesh and they removed the E so that it said Dash. And then when this guy writes it in his comment line, he gets a call from the Treasury Department. He gets turned in by them asking to explain what's going on. We need to explain this to the American people. They need to understand this whole thing is a fraud from the top to the bottom. They need to understand that we've got the Dark Alliance was exposed by Gary Webb. We've got the U.S. government under Ronald Reagan creating a crack cocaine epidemic so they can then fund their covert wars in Central America. And that type of thing is going on. It's not just Ronald Reagan. It's been going on with everything that they've been doing. At the very top, the war on drugs as well as this war on terror are organizations that are tightly allied to the political establishment, to the banking establishment, and they give themselves passes, even though they are laundering billions of dollars for these criminal organizations. That's what's really behind the story about Dash, the terrorist dog. Now, I want to go back to the rally that Rob Dew is covering. We've got him on the line still, right, folks? Okay, let's go back to Rob Dew live at the rally. Rob, tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, well, the anti-Trump protesters have grown in size. Also, some pro-Trump people have come back over here and run through the crowd going, Trump, Trump, Trump. And then you can see the crowd has thinned out, but there's still some very virulent Trump supporters still here. And they're yelling slogans back and forth. So this is what we got going on. You know, a little bit of free speech.
Well, you say they're virulent. Are they dangerous than these other protesters aren't, Rob? I mean,
no.
With the mainstream media? I know you're not.
Just hardcore Trump supporters. They were screaming from across the street. They had slogans going back and forth, which I didn't see from the other Trump supporters before. So you're seeing a hardcore contingent who really want to make their voice be heard. So in terms of virulent, I didn't see that with any of the supporters yesterday, except when they started marching around in circles, when the anti-Trump protesters started marching around in circles, then some pro-Trump people started marching with them. But for the most part, these are the Trump people seem to be real, like, laid-back, chilled people who want to come in, who just want to come to these events. But look, here they go now. They're doing the...
Well, it makes sense for them to be marching in circles because their arguments are circular as well.
Exactly. Hey, I want to point this out. Fox News over here is over on this side getting the anti-Trump protesters, which seems to be the big thing. The mainstream media comes and focuses on the anti-Trump protesters rather than talking with the pro-Trump people.
Yeah.
And most of the mainstream media hasn't been seen. At least Fox is out here covering something. But
well, that's true. And, of course, there's a lot of beards that are going out there. I know you don't see this, but the top story of the Drudge Report is Corey, prosecutor, the person who is prosecuting the campaign manager for Donald Trump, Corey Lewandowski, has been outed as a Hillary Clinton supporter. This guy is a Florida prosecutor. He brought battery charges against Donald Trump's campaign manager, but he supports Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. An article published by the Palm Beach Post this last November has been circulating since Tuesday because it lists Palm Beach County State Attorney David Ehrenberg as a member of a 150-member Florida Leadership Council established by the Democrat Party to promote Hillary Clinton's presidential candidacy. There you go. That's one way to support her. Try to lock up her main competition's campaign manager.
Well, how do you get that job? I mean, it makes you wonder how he's hiring people if somebody like that is able to infiltrate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I heard you talking to that young girl who's in college. You said she was a political science major. You know, when you find another political science major, you need to ask them to say for you on air, do you want fries with that order?
What was that? Do you want fries with that order?
Do you want fries with that order? Yeah. The thing is, the reality is that she'll probably wind up going to Washington and getting a $300,000 job telling the rest of us what to do, when to jump, and how high. That's the reality of the world that we live in now. And in a just world, she would be saying, do you want fries with that?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I got a couple Trump supporters over here who I was talking to earlier. And what's your name, sir?
Gary Ewer.
And why are you supporting Trump?
A lot of reasons. He's going to expose 9/11. And the Federal Reserve, maybe.
Gary brought up something interesting to me. He said Trump went to a Jesuit college, which I didn't know. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And that's definitely something we probably want to look into, those Jesuit connections. As we know, the Jesuits have taken over, Vatican City, essentially, and kind of run that. But so what's the economy like here right now?
Terrible. I was at the Bernie thing yesterday. I went to go to check it out. He asked how many people in the crowd took the day off of work to come here. Not very many hands went up.
Did you hear that, David?
Yeah, I guess. So, I don't know if they don't have jobs. They're probably all college students.
They're kind of like disappointed. Like, maybe I want a job, but I can't get one.
Well, the government's going to give them a job, and it's going to be sit at home while we send you a check, and everything will be all right. But just don't get out of line. Do what we say.
Yeah, sounds about right.
You know, Rob, what he should have asked as a follow-up, he said, how many people took off work to come to the Bernie rally today, Bernie said. You should ask people, well, how many of you want a job? How many of you would like your neighbor's money? Because that's really what he's proposing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, and a lot of the kids here, most I would say 70% of these kids are high school. 70%, probably even more. Definite, you know, high school kids, they're buying into whatever's being told. Maybe it's in their high school. Travis was heard when he was at we were at the college today, St. Norbert. He heard one of the professors there with his students while they were doing their silent protest. They really wouldn't talk to us at all. I got a couple of people to talk. But he was really there sitting, coaching them on, what to do, how to talk, how to think. And that's what they do. That's how they train these people in these universities.
Oh, yeah.
They train them what to say. And if you're outside of that, then, you know, you're a troublemaker. You're going to get worse grades. My brother had that problem when he was going for his master's degree. He was writing papers on Ron Paul and how they were stealing the elections from him based on, you know, the number of supporters that are at his rallies. And, boy, they did not like that. They didn't want to see that paper go up. And that was, I think, one of his master's thesis. So,
well, you know, you mentioned Ron Paul, and there was an interesting article today talking about how the GOP panelists are eager to scrap the rule that helps Trump. And this is on Politico. And listen to what they said, Rob. They said four early appointees to the Rules Committee say the Republican convention rule is an artificial one. Of course, this is Rule 40. They say the four took issue with a rule that was originally imposed by Mitt Romney forces in 2012 to keep rival Ron Paul off the convention stage, requiring a candidate to win a majority of delegates in eight states in order to be eligible for nomination. And they say this is a threshold that only Trump has exceeded so far. If preserved, the rule could block John Kasich or even Ted Cruz from competing with Trump at the convention in July. Now, they say this. They have a quote from a guy, David Wheeler, who is a Rules Committee member from South Dakota. And listen to what he says, Rob. He says, I'm not a big fan of the eight-state threshold. I think it's an artificial number. And then he goes on to say, it was designed to prevent Ron Paul delegates, their votes, from being counted. I don't think it's necessary to do that this year. Yeah, because Ron Paul's not running this year. So we don't need a rule to keep his delegates' votes from being counted. These people are thieves. And we need to understand that we need to start talking about invoking the RICO Act against the GOP. Racketeered influence and corrupt organization, that's really what these people are about.
Right. Hey, David, look, somebody just brought this up to me. They're passing out pamphlets. The IRS, U.S. Department of Labor, Mafia, labor unions are part of the Vatican. It's the Pope, the super boss of all government agencies, as well as the Vatican. So some people were just handing these out, and I took one because it said the Pope's secret on top of it. And I'm like, oh, what's this? Pretty interesting that, other people are on that same bent of what the Vatican's doing and how powerful it is. I don't think a lot of people realize how powerful the Vatican really is.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, he's thrown himself into politics, and he's far more concerned, unfortunately, with politics than he is with the Catholic religion. And that's what we've seen repeatedly in terms of the climate change treaty, promoting that, as well as open borders. Those are the aspects. He's done he's even gotten into the trade issue as well, saying we need to equalize economics across governmental lines and sovereign lines. So he wants to destroy the sovereignty of nations. He wants to control economies and use the climate change treaty to do that. He is full on with the globalist agenda, and that's why the globalists hate Donald Trump so much, is because he opposes all three of those things.
Hey, I want to ask these kids something. Hey, are you guys old enough to vote?
No.
Sadly not.
Why are y'all out here?
I'm curious.
Why are y'all out here today?
Try and make a difference, not voting an idiot into presidency.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like idiots.
So what do you not like about Donald Trump, aside from his hair?
The fact that he's kind of incredibly ignorant and a white supremacist, and he's kind of, like, sexist also and really racist. So there's all of that. He wants to build a wall and deport everyone, so...
I went to a Bernie rally earlier, and he actually talks, like, intelligently. And Trump doesn't. He just says random stuff. He says people are stupid.
Runs around. He has drool coming out of his mouth. He drags his knuckles.
He just picks fights with everyone.
All right. Thanks. So we got more of the brainwashed youth.
I think Donald Trump is trying to dumb down his rhetoric, but evidently it doesn't work for some people.
Hey, we got Kit Daniels.
Too low.
Kit, I actually haven't seen Kit for the last couple hours. Kit, what have you been? Yeah, hold on one second. What have you seen while you've been out here?
Oh, I just talked to a guy who's dressed like a jihadi, and he's walking across the street with a backpack. So I started filming him. I was like, "What's this guy?" So he turned his head and started looking at me. He's like, "Why are you filming me?" I was like, "Well, dude, I'm a journalist, and you're in public." And he was like, "Well," and so the homeless guy came up to him and started joking him about it, and asked him, "Why are you dressed like a jihadi?" He's like, "I'm trying to conceal my face. I got assaulted at one of these rallies before." And then he was like, "Well, just last night, a Trump protester got assaulted, and a guy tried to broker, and then he got pepper sprayed." I was like, "No, dude, I was there. What happened was she punched the guy, and then the police pepper sprayed her."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Bro, you say what you will about Trump, but the supporters I saw yesterday in Janesville were the nicest people I've seen. All the protesters against Trump yesterday were extremely violent and mean, and I was like, I kind of find it hard to believe that she was provoked like that. You know, she was just being herself, you know, initiating violence because people, we had communists last night, you know, saying that, trying to initiate violence, saying we need to kill the white people, we need to make Mexico again, so on and so forth.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Hey,
but if
hey, Rob,
you're about, yeah, go ahead.
You got somebody over there with a rainbow flag. Go over there and ask them if they are aware that Saudi Arabians just arrested a doctor whose kids saw that flag online, thought it was pretty. He ordered it, didn't know that it had any connection with homosexuals, and he was arrested by the Saudi police. He could face execution possibly in Saudi Arabia. And of course, these are the people that Obama has literally bowed and scraped to. Does he have a problem with Obama doing that with our Saudi quote-unquote allies?
Hey, I got a guy who came up to me. What's your sign say, buddy? Racist Trump fans, go back to the 50s and F yourselves, we're all human. All right, cool. So, how old are you?
First of all, do you know what Project Mockingbird is?
Yes, I know what Project Mockingbird is.
Do you
have the media run around and repeat the same talking points so people say it, like what you guys are doing? You guys are total products of Project Mockingbird.
You realize that Alex Jones is a Project CIA, he's a CIA agent.
Hey, this guy's exposing Alex Jones. Tell me more, buddy.
Okay, have you ever seen him get called out on it before on a show? He just went nuts and basically said the guy was an asshole. He didn't actually give all the exact reasons why he's not a part of Project Mockingbird, how he's not involved in the CIA. He goes to protests, okay? I used to support Alex Jones. I used to be a member of InfoWars and all that stuff. And I've seen him go to protests where there's liberal people doing something and they're making a statement and they're at a podium. And Alex Jones comes in with his full horn, yelling around about, what the message of Alex Jones, as I'm sure you know well. And basically, these people, it was somewhere in Texas that I saw this, probably Austin, because it's where he lives, isn't it? They said, come up here and say what you want to say, guy. Come up here and say what you want to say. They invited him on, and he's just disrupting the whole thing. And it's like, he just seems to me...
Isn't he talking about that set up by Michelle Malkin?
He's talking about a gun rally that Alex went to a few years ago. I was actually there at that gun rally. Alex saw the mainstream media and how they were across the street going live. And when you go live, if you want to get your point across the mainstream media, what you do is you go bullhorn them.
Yeah, but they invited him on stage.
And then he went up and talked.
No, he didn't.
They didn't show you that in the video.
No, he didn't go up.
I was there for 3 hours. He went up there and talked. He gave other people the bullhorn. It was all a big talk fest. They took their protest and walked around the building. But that was like 5 or 6 years ago.
I've been kind of out of like Alex Jones supports Trump now. That's the thing.
He wasn't a Trump supporter in the beginning, but he is supporting him now because...
All right, we've got to go to a break. We're going to be right back with Rob Dew. He's live at a Donald Trump rally and, of course, talking to the brain-dead protesters there as well. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Come, you masters of war. Hear the bells.
the big guns.
David Iden, we're going to be going back to Rob Dew in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 supplement, is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, the best part of Secret 12, vitamin B12, is that there's no injection. It's a high-quality vitamin B12 supplement. No injections. You take it right under the tongue and swallow. We have that now back in stock. And we have a new product that Alex introduced earlier today, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix that we're selling at InfoWarsLife.com. We've worked for years with our chemists to create the most powerful, affordable, and great-tasting multivitamin formula out there. It has a unique delivery system. And the best part, the ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or are of the highest quality lab standard. Just some of the ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion include vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, alpha-lipoic acid, if I pronounced that correctly, folic acid, calcium, and many others. Again, find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Check out the information there on our new product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a great-tasting supplement. I want to go back to Rob in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we're talking about the rules and how they bend and change the rules. Of course, talking about how they're going to get rid of rule number 40 that they put in to make sure that Ron Paul delegates' votes were not counted. That's what one of the people, one of the four people who have already been appointed to the Rules Committee said. He said, hey, we don't need to do that this year. We don't need to exclude Ron Paul's votes. We got some different issues and different rules we're going to do this year. When I look at the situation in Pennsylvania, and of course, John Kasich said that his path to the brokered convention was with a single win in Ohio, perhaps doing well in Pennsylvania as well, but he couldn't be bothered to get on the ballot legitimately. And, of course, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Pennsylvania. This article today says at least 180,000 people have joined the GOP as Pennsylvania primary nears. 128,000 voters statewide have changed their registration since January the 1st to join the party. Said nearly 85,000 of them had formerly been Democrats. 42,000 were independent or third-party voters, and the GOP has racked up 55,000 first-time registrants. So 180,000 new people, that's what we're seeing everywhere, being brought in as people are supporting Donald Trump for the first time, moving across from the Democrat Party, moving from independents, and this is the guy that the GOP wants to shut down. They talk about Donald Trump. Oh, he's behind in the polls, they say, to Hillary Clinton. Understand that Ronald Reagan, the last guy that they had who could bring in blue-collar Democrats, was 15 points down to Jimmy Carter at this point in the general election. And that was the talking points that the GOP establishment was using against Ronald Reagan. He can't win. He's down 15 points, and that was an incumbent president. We've got Donald Trump, who is pulling in Democrats and independents. Why? Because he's talking about the economy. Because he's talking about how our economy, our nation, not just our economy now, but our nation, with the open borders, with the climate change treaties, with these trade treaties, our nation is being destroyed by the globalists. Now, we're talking about Pennsylvania. Just one more thing I want to point out shows the way these rules are being manipulated. A day or so before Super Tuesday, there are articles coming out saying that John Kasich, even though he had Pennsylvania was in his critical path, John Kasich had not collected the sufficient signatures in order to get on the ballot there. His campaign didn't even protest that. They said, yeah, of course, we didn't get the number of signatures that we needed. They were about at least 192 short, perhaps 800 short. But they said, hey, nobody complained about it. So the deadline to file didn't matter. The number of signatures that he needed didn't matter, but they didn't file the complaint, they said, in time. So we're going to leave him on the ballot because it's in our interest. That's the way they're going to rig this convention. Throwing out the rules that get in their way and embracing whatever they want to get on the ballot. Stay with us tonight. We're going to have the nightly news at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join us then.
You are listening to GCN.